Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. You are on this show all the time, Joel Harris.
You love me, Brad.
I do love you. I love the fact that you get to fish in some of the greatest places there are to fish for crappie. And you're going to give us a little down low on, even though we're in Mississippi and even though we're at Sardis, we're actually going to talk about somewhere else, aren't we?
We are. We're going to talk about the BCDA Lakes in Alabama and Bay Springs Lake in Northeast Mississippi.
Tell us about Bay Springs. I've been there, and it's a phenomenal place.
It is. It's a very clear lake. It's the first lock and dam off of the Tennessee River on the waterway system that goes to the coast. And it's right there by my house. I mean, I can be in the water literally in 15 minutes fishing from the house. Brush pile fishing is my favorite thing to do on it. And predominantly blackfish. It used to be a lot of white crappie, but now it's predominantly black.
Really?
Yeah. And I've talked to several people over the years about how it's changed from what it used to be when they built it.
Right.
You know, and I love it. It's just, it's the only problem is it's such a clear, beautiful lake. Summertime, a lot of boat traffic, a lot of skiers, swimmers.
Right.
You know, that type thing. But we fish brush, and we'll start at daylight, and usually we're done by 10, 11.
Right. Let's tell them about the actual physical location. So if you were coming from Memphis or if you were coming from Nashville.
Well, it's off Highway 4, which 25 Highway comes from 72, which runs out of Memphis into Iuka, Mississippi, over into Florence, Alabama. You're also about the same amount of mileage off of Interstate 22, which runs from Memphis to Birmingham. It's right in the center. Okay. I think it's 22 miles to Iuka, 20 to I-22.
Well, everyone wants to know what the limit of crappie are there.
Oh, it's that 9-inch length limit and 30 per person.
30?
Yeah.
Really? Now, did we go there or did we go to Yellowtail?
We went to Yellow Creek on Pickwick.
Yellow Creek. Yeah. All right. So now we're talking about Bay Springs. And tell us about the brush piles. Are they man-made? Or
yes.
Okay.
Basically, everything we have on the lake is we put cedar down, and then we put some kind of hardwood limbs in it, and some of them has got as many as, we call it trees, but some of them's got as many as 30 trees in them that we built. Yeah, a whole pontoon load. You know, we've got a 24-foot aluminum deck pontoon. It doesn't have nothing but a seat, steering wheel, and we load it down and go put it in the lake.
Wow.
So, and they have habitat days there that's great. They furnish the trees, the blocks.
Really?
Stuff to tie them together with. They do it once a year, and it's a pretty cool deal. The Corps works with us to do that.
Okay, so do you side pull on Bay Springs or not?
I do early spring sometimes, but I really prefer to be on Pickwick if I'm side pulling. It's just, it's just, Bay Springs used to be have some really good spots that we side pull, but most of the time if we're side pulling, we're on Bay Springs or, on Pickwick or Cedar.
All right.
Mainly Bay Springs, I single pole fish, brush.
Okay, and so there's a lot of brush there. Water's clear. You're going to start early in the summer.
Yes.
What are you throwing? What are you doing? You brought a rod.
This is an ultimate made by B&M. All right, this is what I like to cast with, it or TCB. A lot of times I'm casting a trout magnet, a trout magnet body, or a Popeye jig. I put a number five split shot about 12 to 18 inches above it, and I'll cast to the brush pile. If I'm not doing that, if I'm sitting right on top of the brush, I'm using a 12-foot Duck Commander double touch.
Yeah.
Is my favorite rod. My second favorite is a 14-foot Blue Diamond.
Okay.
I've got so used and done it so much with the 12-foot Duck Commander, I'm real partial to it.
Right. And then you got a spinning reel on it, right?
No, I just got a little trigger spin reel is what I use on them. It's simple for customers. You teach them, you know, they can pull that lever. Let the line out till you tell them to stop, count it out, and then you can tell them to hold the lever till they click it, and that way they're not just free spooling.
Tell us about that reel. Where'd you get it from?
Actually, Grizzly Jig.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grizzly Jigs?
I bought them all from Wade at Grizzly Jig.
What'd they retail at?
They're $17 or $18 a piece for those little reels. Yeah.
Wow.
They're cheap.
Okay. Well,
and they work great. I think I've broke two, and since 2006, I think I've broke actually two of them.
All right. Well, what?
Yeah, I bought this huge case from Wade, and I still have like half the case left. The rest of them are on rods. So good product.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the Bear Lakes then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Talk about those.
They're actually watershed lakes. They're called the BCDA Lakes, Bear Creek Development Authority.
All right.
And Cedar, Little Bear, Big Bear, and then Upper Bear. Mostly what I fish is Cedar and Little Bear. And we side pull up there. We pull crankbaits up there, which I don't pull crankbaits a lot anymore. I'd rather be side pulling jigs, you know, fin spin pros. But a lot of brush we put in that lake, along with a lot of other people's put brush in that lake. And it produces fish. I got a friend that was up there yesterday morning calling. He caught his limit, you know, fishing
brush. Which is 30, right?
Yeah.
It's 30 there.
9-inch limit also.
Yeah. Is that the state regulation?
You're in Alabama there, and you're in Mississippi at Bay Springs.
Oh.
So, yeah. And actually, Pickwick is the same.
Uh-huh.
But then you get down here where we're at this weekend on the big three now, not the big four anymore, you know. And it's 10 per person, over 12 inches.
Right.
So it's the area it's in, you know.
Right. So let's talk about what they're going to go in the boat. So let's just say you're going in Bay Springs and they're going to meet you. What are you going to be driving for a boat? And tell us a little bit more about the poles. So the type of fishing that they would do if they went on a guide trip in summer, late summer.
Well, I have two boats. I fish mainly out of a 522 Ranger.
Okay.
And it's set up. Everything on it's cornfield fishing gear as far as my mounts. I run live scope, of course, and we just pull up the brush piles, and if they're in it, we start whacking them. Like that, they love that trout magnet down there in the Popeye jig.
All right.
And the best thing about the live scope, I can see where my customer's putting their bait, so I can tell them to drop them down a little that they don't, you know. We used to just count it off before we used the live scope. I just count them off, tell them to put them down 12 foot. And the rods are 12 foot long, so you knew if the jig was at the end of it, well, then from the reel to the eye, I knew how far that is, so I could tell them where to put it.
Right.
But since live scope, I don't do that as much no more. I'll just say, hey, you need to drop it down about a foot or two, or pick it up so they don't get hung up in the brush, unless, you know, if the sun's out real bright, the fish are tighter in the brush.
Okay.
When it's cloudy, they'll be out around the brush or, you know.
Right.
And so it's just, it's different times, but, man, there's been so many fish caught down. I got another friend that fished Bay Springs yesterday morning and caught his limit. So two different lakes, two different friends.
Right.
Both of them caught their limit.
Yeah.
So
interesting. So give us some tips on fishing. Let's start with fishing Bay Springs. If you could give us a tip to help us go if we're just going to fish it ourselves.
Good electronics, number one. Find you some brush in 12 to 20 foot of water this time of year. 4-pound clear fluorocarbon line. I use Gavin.
Wow.
It's all I use.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then a number 5 split shot, and use 1/64 trout magnet heads or 1/64 Popeye jigs, and make sure and put a slap bite on them.
1/64.
Yep.
And so what's a slab bite? Tell us about Jeff Smith
at Leland Lures. He's got the slab bite. And I should have brought a bottle in with me, but I didn't.
I thought you had some in your truck you were snacking on.
No.
Way over here.
You know, I got an elderly gentleman. And I say elderly because I'm 61, but he's probably 75. And he'll say, give me some more of them mini donuts you got. I'm out now.
Mini donuts?
He calls them mini donuts. Yeah. He says they're... mini marshmallows.
Mini
marshmallows, not donuts. And I'll hand him a new jar, you know. But he that sort of stuck. A lot of the guys, I said, y'all need some of these marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
Yeah, but I really enjoy what I do. I love carrying people out and teaching people. I really like carrying young people and kids. I've got a young man at home that I've sort of been mentoring the past year, and he has learned so much. And I told him, I said, you know, you keep doing this, you're gonna be better than I am.
Right.
And we have had a ball this spring on days that I didn't have maybe 2 hours. He's my neighbor, so he'd run jump in the boat or jump in the truck, and we'd go to the creek or down to the lake, you know, and love doing that.
All right, so more tips on the Alabama, the little lakes.
I use the same system.
Yeah.
On the lakes over there as I do in on Bay Springs.
Are they same water clarity?
No. Cedar can be. It's not hardly as clear as Bay Springs, but it's close in the summertime.
Right.
When there's not a lot of rain this time of year, of course, Bay Springs is usually clearer than any of the lakes around with quite a bit of rain. But right now, both of them are dingy. Cedar more dingy. But basically the same thing.
Huh.
They're the same setup, same boat.
Really? So you're at Bay Springs and all of a sudden you've never been there before and you show up to Bay Springs and you go, damn, there's a dam there, isn't there?
The big one. Yeah.
How does that affect crappie fishing? Because crappie don't like current, right?
I wouldn't say that because I've fished the Tennessee River a lot.
And
I've caught them out of the current. But it's a general, I would say as in general, they like the creeks better.
Oh.
You know, but in the springtime and something I done this year, and we were hoping to get to do a show on it, but we didn't. But Bear Creek, Cedar Creek, and Little Bear Creek runs into Pickwick and Bear Creek.
Oh.
Well, I fished the creek a lot, and I fished these. They made a lot of rock crossings for farm equipment to go across it.
Right.
Well, I fished them a lot. I had a wonderful spring this year casting 1/8-ounce fin spans on the Ultimate Rod or the Little Lucy and just wore them out.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's just sometimes that's great when you don't have time to get in the boat.
Right.
Go to the lake. I hop on the UTV, have permission to where we go.
Right.
Ride down there and sit down there and cast. I've caught my limit down there several times this year.
What's the one thing you would not leave home without when you get in your boat?
The one thing?
Yeah. Besides your keys. What's the one thing that you...
My fishing equipment's going to be in the boat. The one thing...
So it's the one thing you're going to take with you. You don't want to forget.
That I don't
No matter what, you would turn around because I can tell you. I have to tell you that I have a rule. If I make it 1/8 of a mile away from my house, I will not turn back around.
Don't turn around.
It doesn't matter. It'd be my phone. It's my phone. I'm like, nope, don't care. Well, not going back, baby.
All my equipment stays in the boat. But I have left my glasses, and I don't operate good without my hook and bullet glasses.
All right, show them.
Purpose-built optics.
Yep, all right.
They're made to read the electronics.
Right.
I love them. And I just, they're around my neck, even though it's cloudy outside today, they've been around my neck. You know
and we're in, and we're in, inside. We're actually inside. He's like putting them on like Ray Charles or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the one thing?
That's it.
How about it? How about your one snack you would not leave home without?
Well, it's not necessarily a snack. I'm a Coca-holic, and I'm going to have Coca-Colas in the boat.
Okay.
That's one thing. If I didn't have, I would stop and buy.
Do you use minnows?
No.
Ever on guide trips?
I
minnows.
Do not.
You never tip. Never tip any.
No.
Why not?
I just don't. I don't have to.
Wow.
Look, I want to tell you. I can't remember buying any minnows in the past 8 years except one time. And somebody down here was telling me in Les, he said, you're going to have some minnows, you know. We give those minnows away. We didn't use any of them. Man, if them fin spans, if they won't hit the fin spans or the fin span pros.
You're a firm believer.
Go home. My grandfather was a diehard jig fisherman.
Uh-huh.
He started tying hair jigs in 1949.
Oh, right.
Okay? And he always told me growing up, he said, son, if they can catch, I'd want to buy me a bucket of minnows to go to the creek.
Right.
He said, son, if I can catch them on a minnow, I can catch them on a jig. Well, I firmly believe that. It took me a long time to figure that out.
Right.
But I did listen to him. And he, you know, I had a guy the other day who was going down the creek. He said, reckon we better get some minnows? I said, you can. I'm not, but I'm not stopping. You need to get them before you get here. Well, I had my limit and he didn't. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Sometimes I've seen people tip their jigs and it helps.
I've
seen in the past 2 years, I've been in a boat with so many people and literally they might buy minnows and they never use them. I'm like, you just save your time and your money. And
right. And I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to buy minnows. I have three Engle minnow coolers.
Right.
And they all look like brand new because they don't get used.
Right.
I don't buy minnows.
That takes us to tackle time. We're not talking about minnows because Pico Lures does not sell minnows. So, but we have everything else, everything you need to catch, everything that swims, everything from walleye to stripers to bass to, gosh, you name it, crappie, bluegills, they got it. So make sure you check them out at picolures.com. Of course, we're down here at Sardis Lake, and we've been looking at a lot of people are trolling. They're trolling Pico crankbaits. We love people down here, and it's super popular, Pico crankbaits are, and there's so many different colors, it's hard to tell you. But when you're looking for colors and you're down here, most of the guides and Les Smith are fishing bright-colored crankbait, so they like the bright colors.
And I love the bright color jig heads that Pico makes.
Yeah, we got the Scope Eye jig heads, so make sure you check them out. The Fishing Guide Podcast is also sponsored by B&M Poles. Of course, they have a complete line of rods for crappie fishing. They have so many crappie fishing rods, it's insane. You have to check those out. But they also have rods for cat fishing. They got rods for trout fishing, saltwater, you name it. They got a rod that you can go fishing with and catch fish with. So make sure you check their rods out and all their products at bnmpoles.com. Joel, if they want to go fishing with you, tell us how they get in touch with you.
You can look me up at joelharrisfishing.net, or you can give me a call on my cell phone, 662-424-2551.
There you go. There you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lure's in the water.